Joining me to talk about how to survive a flu pandemic is Sophia Zoe. That's her screen name on Avian Flu Talk, the chat room that she moderates. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
I see that your online profile describes you as unabashed free market capitalist, constitutional watchdog, Ayn Rand devotee.
That's me.
Are you a survivalist?
Absolutely not. I'm just an average mother. I'm going to be a first-time grandmother in 2 months. I'm just an average citizen.
So you're not stockpiling rifles and ammo and that kind of thing?
Well, I come from a law enforcement background, so we have weapons in the home, but that's because of our background. That's not because I'm some sort of whacked-out survivalist.
You're not afraid of somebody breaking down your door to get your Tamiflu?
Well, if they tried, they would be surprised.
Was there ever a situation like that that happened that you said, oh, I got to prepare for the worst?
Yes, my family lived through Hurricane Hugo in 1989. 3/4 of our state was wiped out, and I got to learn how to live in the 19th century instead of the 20th century. We didn't have electricity for 10 weeks, and we had well water at the time, so that meant we had no water either. We had paychecks, my husband and I, but we had no money because the banks couldn't open because there was no electricity. We got caught with our pants down, and we promised ourselves that we would never, ever, ever be caught in that situation again.
What kind of special precautions are you taking, if any? Should I buy Tamiflu?
Well, I've bought it. It's better than nothing, but it is not the golden bullet.
Country used the field hearing in Medford, Oregon, to let Donato know just what they thought of his work.
My judgment is that in this case, Mr. Donato, the journal Science, and the reviewers of this article did not do their job.
Washington Democrat Brian Baird is co-sponsor of a bill with Oregon Republican Greg Walden to streamline rules and limit environmental review of salvage logging. Baird accused Donato of bias, of a lack of humility, and of misusing statistics. Donato politely stood his ground.
Yes, it does.
It does not. It rank orders the variables or the plots on which ones are different. It ranks order the magnitude, but it doesn't tell the absolute magnitude. It just doesn't.
The median is a measure of central tendency of all 9 plots beforehand
no,
and all 9
not.
Plots afterhand.
It
yes,
is
it
not.
Is. Yes, it is.
Well,
I disagree.
Well,
I have to assure...
It's the latest round in the long battle over salvage logging, and it's not the first fight over Donato's study. A federal government agency briefly suspended funding for Donato's research, and officials at his own school tried to stop his paper's publication. After Science had accepted the peer-reviewed paper, some professors at Oregon State's School of Forestry asked the journal to pull it.
It really was an attempt at academic suppression that sent shockwaves across the academic community that if you don't like somebody's results, you can try to block them, and that is unheard of.
That's Dominic Della Sala, a forest ecologist with the environmental group World Wildlife Fund. He says the incident raised questions about academic freedom in a college that gets 10% of its budget from a tax on timber and received